My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. At many college campuses around the country, job fairs are out, and smaller, more intimate meetings with employers are in. With the competition for workers at a fever pitch, companies and recruiters are pulling out all the stops to find their newest crop of workers.
At Baylor University, for example, Academy Sports and Outdoors rented out the presidential suite of the football stadium and had hors d'oeuvres and a speed networking event for these small group conversations.
Lindsay Ellis covers young professionals in the workplace for the WSJ. Coming up, we'll talk with her about these stepped-up recruiting efforts and what they mean for students aiming to land their first job out of school. That's after the break.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Amid one of the tightest job markets in recent memory, employers are focusing their attention on young professionals coming out of college this spring. But they're not just relying on the standard old meet-and-greet job fairs. To land the next generation of workers, some companies and recruiters are pulling out all the stops. How so? Well, to find out, we're joined now by WSJ Workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis. Hey, Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you for having me.
So, Lindsay, just to get us started, why are college students graduating this spring in such high demand?
I've heard two reasons from companies. The first is we've seen many workers quit and start new jobs, and these companies have gaps even at the entry level that need filling. And the second is that some also have seen expanded business over the last few years, and now is the opportunity for them to bring on more people.
You know, from the great resignation to existing workers asking for and getting significant raises, we've seen how the competition for workers has upended many areas of the job market. How has that impacted the competition for new younger workers, and what kinds of jobs are the companies trying to fill?
Yeah, so the National Association of Colleges and Employers has found that employers plan to hire at least 30% more new graduates this year than they did last year. And they actually found in their survey that oil and gas industry, they are sort of expanding college hires the most. The employers that I talked to outside of that industry say that they're trying to hire in jobs that range from the supply chain to computer science to finance. And in some fields like tech and finance and consulting too, the starting salaries are even in the six figures.
Wow, six figures? I don't remember six figures when I graduated from college.
Me neither.
Okay, but to get to that point, employers have to cut through the competition and seal the deal with the students that they're recruiting. What kinds of things are companies doing to grab their attention, you know, beyond the traditional job fair?
So companies are really trying to stand out and offer these students unique experiences. In one case, I heard from a company that they sent their co-founders to a college campus to talk to students and explain, you know, in small groups, how they got to where they are. In other cases, you see small group invite-only events. So at Baylor University, for example, Academy Sports and Outdoors rented out the presidential suite of the football stadium and had hors d'oeuvres and a speed networking event for these small group conversations with a select group of students that they were trying to get to know, and so that the students would really feel like they got to know this company too. And then when Tesla came to Baylor, they parked vehicles outside the library in advance of an information session. So, you know, that's an attention-grabbing, unique experience that is not a booth at a career fair. At the University of Southern California, Boeing this spring semester had a case competition in person. It was for business students, and employees were there to judge the contest, to mentor students as they went their way through, and even gave scholarship money to the winners. So that too is you know, a closer interaction between a company and the people doing the work, not just the recruiting staff, and these students who might be wanting to come on board next year or 2 years from now.
That's a far cry from a job fair, which can be, you know, a lot of people in a big room.
A lot of people, a long wait maybe to meet with the company who you would want to interview with or the student who you might want to meet. It seems like these corporations are trading volume for the quality of the interaction. You might meet a smaller volume of students, but you're going to have a more meaningful interaction with them, that you can build a stronger relationship. And when they approach graduation, be it in a month or a year, they remember, oh, I did this with this company on my campus.
You know, Lindsay, these on-campus, in-person recruiting events, whether it's a job fair or something more intimate, they've been pretty much shut down by the pandemic for a couple of years. What kind of impact has this had on students?
Yeah, so many students haven't experienced a recruiting cycle on campus, and they are learning a lot of this stuff from scratch. How to network, how to interview in person, the types of conversations that you would have with a recruiter. That's a process. I talked to one Baylor student, and she said she was really discouraged by virtual recruiting and didn't even know where to start looking for jobs. And being in person when she went to that event at Academy Sports in the presidential suite, that was really energizing for her.
Okay, but there are lots of people who are probably still skittish about in-person events like these. What are employers doing to recruit them?
Many employers are still going to offer virtual events. Yes, some students are anxious about going back in person, but recruiters also say that doing things virtually is less expensive, and it's also an easier way to reach a huge variety of schools. You can have these introductory conversations with talent virtually, like coffee chats or info sessions or even virtual career fairs. Many recruiters say that they should expect, you know, that aspect of recruiting to continue.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Ellis. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
And before we go, besides landing their first job, another monumental task facing college students is how they're going to eventually pay off their student loans. The $1.6 trillion financial burden currently weighing on student loan borrowers, as well as the prospects of loan forgiveness, have been in the news a lot lately. And so next week, we'll be bringing you a special series of episodes all on the topic of student debt. We'll tackle the pros and cons of various repayment options, which degrees offer the best return on investment, and even before a student picks a college, how and when families should have the money talk to discuss their financial future.
The role that student debt plays in other parts of adults' lives has changed, right? It just hovers over people as they go into their 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond, and does factor into decisions like, can I buy a house? Can or should I start a family? Is that responsible to do?
It's Student Debt Week on Your Money Briefing, all next week, right here in your podcast feed. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.